Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories: finding a job in the small business arena when you're in your 50s, and where entrepreneurs are turning when they can't afford expensive tech cities. We'll have those stories after this. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to a state that's one of America's top 10 for business, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years, and is now home to the sixth best entrepreneurial climate. All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice for your business. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Again, that's michiganbusiness.org to learn more. If you've had to look for a job in your 50s, you know finding something is not an easy task, but there are jobs more likely to employ someone in that age range, although you may not like the choices or the hours, and they do involve small businesses. Here's MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill. Katie, take us through this.
There's a whole bunch of research showing that over 55, it is so much harder to switch jobs. There was a huge study out just in August by the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, and they just said occupational opportunities decline for workers changing jobs after 50. And when you look at the chart, you see a huge dip in the ability to change job. And also employers that hire workers over 55, there's just a lot of ageism in the workplace.
Yeah. All right. So what'd you find here? Where's a person over 55 likely to find work?
So this, I'm sure this is not going to be heartening to a lot of people, but here are 10 jobs where there's a high proportion of older workers that had switched jobs into that field, right? So these are fields that are very open to hiring older workers, okay. And I'll just name all 10 of them, and you'll sort of see what's in common after I do that. Sales demonstrators, crossing guards, farmers, mostly people that own the farms, guards and doormen, taxi drivers, bus drivers, seamstresses, messengers, protective services, and retail sales clerks. And what you'll notice in common about those jobs is they tend to be things that can be held part-time. And that's which also may explain why, by the way, this is also disturbing, but these kinds of jobs, not just these ones, but jobs where there's a big share of older workers, they tend to pay about 6-7% less than jobs where there's a big share of younger workers. So you'll see these tend to be part-time jobs, they tend to pay less, and so that's kind of upsetting news.
Yeah. All right, so the first one on the list there, sales demonstrators. Is that different from a salesperson?
Well, you know, so if you go in Costco and there's a sample for, I don't know, delicious snack or whatever, people that are there, you know, doing that, I mean, not just food, but it could be anything, but those are often jobs held by older workers.
Yeah. Well, boy, to your point there, though, I mean, if you can sell, there's probably always work for you.
Right. You know, and what's interesting is these are just for people who switch jobs. So you're probably fine. If you stay in your job, you're probably fine. So I do want to point that out. But yeah, I mean, right. If you have a really good skill and you're really great at something, I mean, I was joking about Obama earlier, but obviously he's going to be fine. He's got plenty of skills. But there's a lot of very, very skilled older workers who can, even if it's part-time, they can take on consulting work because they really do have those skills. But yeah, I mean, when you're looking to switch careers when you're older or even, you know, just get out of a current job and you have sort of skills that a lot of other people have, that's kind of where they unfortunately run into a little more problems.
Thanks, Katie. MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill. Coming up next, where tech entrepreneurs are setting up stakes these days. If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are three numbers you should know. 10, 2,000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. 2,000 is the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more. Michigan. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. That's michiganbusiness.org to learn more. We'll finish up with this. So long, Silicon Valley. Austin is becoming too much. Can't afford you either, Boston. Tech jobs are multiplying across America, attracting executives and entrepreneurs drawn to lower living costs and a slower pace of life. The Wall Street Journal says places like Richmond, Virginia, Eugene, Oregon, Manchester, New Hampshire, and Huntsville, Alabama have fledgling startup scenes, regional offices of large tech firms, and major universities or research centers. And all of them have home prices that are a fraction of those in Silicon Valley. In the San Jose area, for example, the median sales price, $841,000 in the first 9 months of this year, up 8% from the same period last year, according to Realtor.com. In some places, the influx of tech money is causing house prices to rise. In Eugene, for example, the median sales price of $239,000 in the 9 months through September was a 7% jump from the same period last year, but still far less than in San Jose, for example. But the Eugene area has over 400 tech companies, ranging from startups to regional offices of companies like Symantec and Zynga. It also has 4 daily flights to San Francisco and 1 to San Jose, but also a relaxed small-town feel. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. We did it just a couple of weeks ago with Backward Flag Brewing in New Jersey. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.